minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. And I mentioned to you earlier in the show that we would be chatting with Marna Steenkamp from PSG Wealth and Insure Belita, particularly in light of the news story in the business tech sites this morning. SARS is coming after your bank account, and apparently this is the thing. There is no place to hide. If you have wealth that you have got in bank accounts that you think is protected from the long reach, and your tax affairs possibly are not where they should be, well, the bad news is, and it's always been apparently legal, but right now SARS is definitely on the hunt and starting to look. Even trusts are not protected, nor is business rescue. So, Marnus, welcome to you. Thanks for joining me on the morning show, and happy 25.
Happy 25 to you, Dave.
It's going to be a good year, do you think?
I believe it's going to be a great year, yes.
I like that positivity, because there's so much, you know, there's so many conflicting opinions, and there are some doomsday naysayers that tend to give one the zig.
Yes.
I don't like that. I tend to think that always the glass is half full, and as long as it remains like that, you've got the opportunity to fill it even more.
Yes, I agree. I think clients and people usually overestimate the risk in the short term, and they underestimate the opportunity in the long term.
Because there's opportunity.
No, for sure. I mean, if you look at the last 5 years, everything we've been through, COVID, Polo in South Africa, business confidence at a low, all SMEs falling down, ANC asking Treasury to rescue all the departments. You know, so many bad news, but although all the bad news we've had, not just locally, but offshore, our markets have done really, really well in the last 2 to 3 years.
See, this is interesting, and it's something that I wanted to unpack a little bit with you, and I've got some formal questions that we're going to pose, but before we even get there, I wanted to ask your opinion of there's a trend at the moment, and there's been for a while. If you go online, you'll see there are these so-called financial gurus saying, listen, we're going to make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. We've got plans, and we'll show you how. And come and join us on a seminar, or sign up with our special course, and we'll rock, because we're killing it.
Yes.
There's a lot of that, and people have been burnt.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think, you know, where there will be greed and people that want to take advantage of other people's greed, there'll be opportunists trying to steal your money. A lot of scams have gone through with these cryptocurrencies. We've seen Mirror Trading International posing as a platform, and they just bought Bitcoin on their own name and then fabricating the statements to the clients. I mean, there are numerous of these kind of platforms and even trading platforms available, and clients should really, really be aware of these scams.
Yeah, because I believe that the idea of making a killing on the stock market as a small player, it seems attractive, and it seems like a, you know, there it is, we've got the secret sauce. But in fact, the way to do it is slowly, surely, using the multiplier effect of massive revenue, and then making a sort of percentage or a percentage of a percentage on massive numbers is quite an attractive proposition.
Yes, it's taking advantage of the eighth wonder of the world, you know, which is compound growth. And you only get that by investing over a long period of time. So that's something as a young investor, you need to make sure you invest early so that you can take advantage of that eighth wonder, the compound interest effect.
Well, let's take a look going back over 24. What were the highlights, in your opinion?
I think predominantly, if you look at the recovery in the South African equity market, all the good news that has come through, the stability. A year ago when we had these discussions, there was so much uncertainty regarding what's going to happen with the election. And we saw a lot of the companies stalling their capital projects, sitting on a lot of cash. And the confidence has improved considerably in the business environment because of the fact that there's it's going to be certainty regarding who we know is going to be in power. The fact that the DA has got so many more seats was a welcome relief. And I think we couldn't have gotten a better result in terms of the coalition government.
Yeah, even though it seems to be a little shaky at the moment, with the president having gone ahead and signed off an expropriation bill, which has got all sorts of people upset, including some very wise and wonderful folk, which we'll be talking to shortly on this station. But as you say, it's a long game, and the occasional flutter here and there, well, it's always going to be with us. But looking at the consistency over the long stretch, if you're properly invested, you can ride those yes. waves.
Yeah, I mean, you have to factor in that we're going to be shooting own goals, which is what
we're currently expert at that. Eh?
Yes, yeah, but at least I think we factor that in, and as long as we kind of score more goals than we score own goals, then we'll be going forward, and that's really has been the case in the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, look, talking about going forward, what do you expect for 2025?
I think we're quite optimistic that returns on equities will still beat inflation by 4 to 6%. But the bond market has done really, really well, as is a money market. But I mean, we expect the interest rates to be cut during the course of the year. So that's also bodes well for economic growth. I mean, if you look a year ago, we've had a lot of what we call headwinds. Those headwinds have actually turned around into tailwinds. You know, inflation is between the 3 to 6% mark, which also is good for from an economic macro indicator. Our trade balance has improved in terms of with our trading partners. So I think all those kind of tailwinds are going to be good for the equity market. And I think that's the real thing where we would like to advise clients out there and our clients is that you need to make sure that you've got a healthy amount of exposure to equities. Because one of the things you don't, otherwise you'd be grossly negligible by investing too conservative. And by doing that, you actually destroy wealth.
Okay, so... And this is again comes back to the point. What you think is the obvious way to go, without the depth of knowledge and the expert teams in the background, is not necessarily the way to go.
No, unfortunately not. You know, I think we'd like to think we're specialists on our area as anybody else. I mean, I can't tell the mechanic how to fix a car. You know, and as the same as I go to a doctor, I trust his advice. We believe we're specialists in our area. And we do a lot of research on the back end to prove that, you know. And I think over the years we've been on the radio, yeah, kind of off the forecast and the expectation we've been saying has been quite correct. You know, we a couple of years ago offshore was everybody was beating the drum for offshore and it did quite well, and then we had the Ukraine war and we saw negative returns. We kind of said that you can't have all your eggs in the offshore basket, and then the local market has come back quite well. So I think that's one of the things which is very important is to have diversification between the asset classes, and when it comes to equity, to have a good mix between offshore and local equity.
And that would be your advice for 25?
Yeah, so we kind of think maybe more overweight local maybe in the short term. But, you know, the offshore market did really well, especially after Trump got elected. So, calling it the Trump bump. So, and he's always been, you know, in the historically, when you look, when he started his previous tenure, he was very good for economic growth in the States. He always not always very popular, but from an economic point of view, we do expect him to obviously increase the tariffs with China. That will bring a little bit of inflation. But he is very good from a business confidence, and I think the business confidence will hopefully go into the valuations and the recovery on a lot of the equity markets in the States will then hopefully filter through to the South African market as well.
Now, anyone listening to this will get the impression that, clearly history proves to be correct when I say that over the past many years, and you've been on air with us for a number of years, the trends have been good. You've managed to ride the waves generally for your clients. They're, you know, making reasonably good returns, if not spectacular. Some of them have been spectacular, minimizing loss. And if anyone listening to this thinks, well, I'm not sure whether I'm correctly invested with my portfolio, but I'm not with PSG Wealth. What is the chance of you giving them a second opinion?
We definitely will give a second opinion. We always, our first consultation with clients is free. So, and we will give a free advice to you in that first consultation. Have a look at your portfolio and make sure that you've got enough exposure to those growth assets and that your portfolio is aligned for your goals. You know, a 25-year-old investor's goals are completely different to a 75-year-old who's retiring and needs income. So we need to take that into consideration when we make when we look at your financial plan and make sure that your investments are aligned with your goals. And that's really very important, you know, and that you don't make mistakes. I think that it's like a lot of times like cricket, you know, as long as you're batting, you don't make a mistake, you'll make runs. But it's once you make that one mistake, then you're out and you can't bat and make money. And that's kind of where we, our role as advisors come in. We make sure clients don't make those mistakes, because once you do make it, you're out. And to get back into the game and get your losses back is a lot harder if you make those mistakes.
And you don't have to be a gazillionaire to have professional advice. No. In fact, ordinary folk benefit probably more from good advice.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think also if you look at this, those are the people that really need the advice. Because while wealthy people, usually the people that follow our advice and make the money. So the ones that are, I mean, not everybody is unfortunate in that situation. But if you're diligent and you have discipline and starting to save and you put those funds into the right asset classes, then there's no reason that you won't be able to retire comfortably and build your wealth over time.
Which is why a call to PSG Wealth to Marnus Steenkamp could be the best call you're going to make all day. Marnus, for anyone wanting to do just that, how do they get hold of you?
Okay, give us a call at the Simbiti Office Park where we're situated. It's 0860 88 88 10, or just visit our Facebook page and then send an email to the registered email account on our webpage.
That's PSG Wealth. Belito, Marnus Steenkamp will be waiting to meet you, and he's going to look after you, folks, and this is good news in a very uncertain world. Marnus, thanks so much for joining me.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks much.
And this will be up as a podcast shortly as well. So if you missed the bulk of it, fear not. You've missed absolutely nothing. The morning show continues.